Hey podcast, it's Rick. Thanks for tuning into the I'm Rick podcast. Hope everyone's well. Today's Monday. Beautiful day in Jersey. Kind of took it easy today. I had a really, really busy last week and weekend. I had two back-to-back estate sales this weekend. So two different houses, one Saturday, one Sunday. So that just took a lot out of me. It's, you know, when you're doing estate sales, it's a lot of mental and physical work. So you're dealing with the homeowners and the customers and trying your best to sell. So I mean, this time of year, there's just so many sales going on in my area that it's just becoming, I have to actually start being a little more picky and choosy. I kind of went about things where anything that came my way, I took on. So if it was a really small sale or a huge sale, I would still take it on because, you know, my company's pretty new, right? My estate sale company, so I'm trying to grow it. So, you know, the more busy I look, the better it looks in front of the realtors and everybody else that recommends me. So it's just good in general in business to stay busy because you never know what opportunity is going to come your way. So, you know, you may be doing a shit sale, but maybe a neighbor sees your, you know, comes by and says, oh, hey, we need somebody for an estate sale. So you just never know what opportunities show up. So, you know, I'm definitely all about take on whatever comes your way, but I think I need to reevaluate because last week, my sale was maybe the worst sale I've ever had financially. Like the crowd was there, but the stuff just wasn't there. So, you know, if you don't have those, anytime I'm walking through a home, I'm looking for those couple home runs to make everything worth it. And then all the little stuff will add up. Because furniture, unless it's like mid-century modern or something great, is a hard sell. So, you know, you really want, what I'm usually looking for, again, is those couple home runs that are going to bring in, let's say 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it is, to really get things going. So I know that's going to cover my employees, that's going to cover myself and the advertising costs. And then, you know, throughout a day, 2-3 days, you'll just, everything kind of adds up. So then it makes it all worth it. But these last few sales I've been doing have been like really, really bad. So definitely, you know, it's part of being an entrepreneur, right? You need to reevaluate and make some decisions. And you know, it's hurting me because I'm a new company and growing. I'm beating a lot of companies in my area because I am not charging a fee. A lot of companies will charge a upfront fee or take off a certain amount off the top, you know, at the end of the sale. I don't do that. So I'll work strictly on percentage. So I really need some good stuff to be there to really make it worthwhile. And it usually is. And again, if this was winter, you know, in a winter, the estate sale business is great because everybody's going inside. So everything would be okay. But the summer, everybody's kind of spread out. You know, they're going down the shore. They're going away on vacation. So I'm definitely feeling it. But luckily, I'm still, you know, again, this is why diversifying, I'm doing so many other things that it's just really not affecting me. If anything, it's slowing me down. Because if I'm stuck at a house on a weekend, I would make more money personally going to sales. So that's where it kind of hurts. But otherwise, last week I did a house buyout. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen some of the stuff I got. I mean, really amazing stuff. Got a great leather-bound book collection. Easton Press, if you don't know, does really well. So I ended up selling that, did really well off the top. I mean, like 3K just in books. And what I did was basically I went in, me and the executor of the estate agreed upon a price for the whole contents, and I didn't have to take the junk. Anytime you're doing a house buyout, you really don't want to be responsible for the junk, right? So a lot of people kind of will try to corner you and say, okay, you take the good with the bad, I'll give you a better deal. But then you may be stuck there for days, and then you got to get dumpsters, you got to get rid of the garbage. And this one was a really good deal for me. So I pretty much got to just I had pick of the house, right? And you can't be that. I mean, no doubt about it. And especially if it's a good estate. This estate was very good. I packed up my storage unit. I'm going to... What I pretty much do is go through the house and just toss stuff in boxes and bags and go really fast because I have an employee, right? So I don't have time to kind of look up comps and stuff. So I'm just using my gut and instinct. And I already paid for whatever I want. So why not take, you know, and then even if I made a mistake, I throw it out, right? So, or redonate it or whatever the situation is. So I did well. So everything's in storage. I'm just going to kind of slowly start sorting through because I mentioned it to a couple of dealers and they want to come in and buy. But, you know, I need to really go through it, look stuff up, get the comps, and be prepared before I bring a dealer in and just kind of throw out prices. So, but the books were great. And on top of the books, now what I did was, and this is just genius. And this is a big tip. All right. So if you follow me, sooner or later, you're going to get the itch. You're going to want to start doing a house buyouts in general. Because what I did was through my estate sale connections and people that come to the sales, you know, I have great relationships with a lot of these dealers. So, the basement had a ton of tools. I brought in a tool guy. I brought in a furniture guy because I just didn't feel like dealing with it. I had so much on my plate that I didn't want to take the furniture. So I had a tool guy, I had a furniture guy, and then I had another guy that came and bought some stuff. So I actually sold directly from the house, which is amazing. So I almost got all my money back just from bringing in the dealers. So while I'm like upstairs getting my stuff, the stuff that I really want, I let them pick through the areas that I didn't want. So it worked out excellent. So so that's something to think about. Again, make connections. You know, get yourself a house buyout of some sort. You know, just make sure it's worth your while. Because if you don't have a truck, you're going to have to rent the truck. You have to rent the storage unit. So you really want there to be some good profit there. Luckily, I do have a trailer. I already have the storage unit. So, you know, I'm kind of in the flow, right? This is what I do. So... that was really good. But, you know, getting back to the estate sales, not very impressed. I'm going to be a little more picky and choosy for this period, this season. So the summer, I'm going to be, definitely either I'm going to start charging where then I can't lose, or I'm just going to start being a little more picky. Because again, like, you know, your time's valuable, right? So you have to think about where you're putting your time and effort, you know? And yes, I'm growing a business, but I'm also feeding a family, right? So I need to know what's going to make me the maximum profit. And something I wanted to talk about, you know, I posted something yesterday and it was talking about, you know, how you run your business. Are you on offense or are you on defense? And this is a interesting thing for me because I do find myself playing that safety role, meaning defense. Now, this probably, it's usually in our DNA, right? It depends how you were brought up. You know, I come from a pretty poor background, so our DNA in my family was always to save. Don't spend that money, you know, like you may need it, this, that. So there was always this scared mentality, which kind of stuck with me, and I'm, you know, fighting through that every day. But, you know, a lot of these things, you know, when you're taught really early, it stays with you, and you need to definitely fight through it because being on the offense is the only way you're going to grow, right? There's no growth in safety, so you have to take risks. And obviously, you know, you need to be smart enough where you're taking smart risks. You don't want to, you know, get too crazy. I mean, but if you're always in the mentality of defense, it's really not allowing you to progress, right? So you need to take those, even if they're little steps. You know, for me, sometimes it's a little step, you know. Maybe I'm going to up my advertising this week and I'm going to pay more and take a chance here or there. Or like right now, I'm kind of struggling with, like, I need a truck. I have a trailer that I use that I pull in my car and that's okay, but I know for sure I need a truck. I probably need a not a storage space. I probably need a little warehouse or a big warehouse, or because it's interesting. I feel like the bigger space you get, the more you're going to fill, the more you're going to work, because now you have the rent to pay and you could probably get more stuff, you know, in my case, you know, definitely with the house buyouts. I mean, there's so much stuff that I'm leaving behind because where am I going to put it? You know, my truck's not big enough. So if I had the bigger truck, if I had the bigger space, and then that would create bigger profit, right? So just something I've been thinking about, you know, defense and offense, you know, you should just step back. And I'm a true believer of every day, take a moment, step back from yourself, because sometimes we get so caught up. Things are going so fast. You're missing a lot of key things that are happening in your life. So step back and truly think about this defense and offense thing, and allow yourself, you know, again, if you're brought up with this kind of mentality of save, scared thinking, don't take risks, don't spend your money, there's just very little growth there. So allow yourself to grow. And that's it. I just wanted to kind of let you guys know what's going on with me the last week or so. The weather's beautiful here in Jersey. I haven't been down the shore much. I'm a huge beach lover, but soon, I'll be there for, I like to at least go for a week and kind of take a step back and enjoy. And I kind of love being in different areas. I don't know if you guys travel. I love to have the option of thrifting somewhere else. It's like exciting, right? It's a whole new territory. So anytime I do go down the shore, if I go away for a week, I usually try to, I'm always have the mentality of I'm going to find something that's going to cover this whole trip. So, you know, while I'm on the beach this day, I'll go through the Craigslist, I'll go through the Facebook, you know. And so there's always an opportunity. That's the beauty of this business. Anywhere you are, there's probably a good chance of you making some profit. So it's fun, you know. All right, guys. Hope you're well. I'll talk to you soon. Love you all.